Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, partly cloudy. Got a chance for a shower today. High of about 76. In the area right now, Kenosha is at 70 degrees. It's 69 in Burlington, 68 in Milwaukee, 72 in Racine. Racine-based Cat Construction at 1434 West Street has been sold to Industrial Construction and Associates. The operation, with all 18 Cat employees, to be housed at 1718 Laird Avenue, the latter being 10 times larger. BizTimes Milwaukee says the sale went through July the 1st, but with no price listed. Herb Cat, who founded his business, will be serving as president of ICNA. Joe Van Bree, ICNA's founder, he'll be the chief executive officer. Cat telling the BizTimes that his business was that of a local contractor, the merger giving ICNA a much more regional base, with business a little bit slow recently. Cat offering general contracting, project management, design build, construction management, carpentry services, ICNA specializing in heavy load transportation, rigging, crane installation, steel fabrication, and concreting. Amazon's reporting a 31% jump in quarterly revenue. World's biggest online retailer with two giant distribution buildings along I-94 in Kenosha County had net sales up to $30 billion in the second period. Company officials citing an increase in Prime membership as well as growth in its cloud services for earnings of $1.78 per share. The rate of home ownership in this country has fallen significantly of late, to the point it's now at a five-decade low.
The number of Americans who own their own homes fell to just under 63% in the second quarter, the lowest since 1965, and the second straight quarterly decrease, according to a Census Bureau report. Home prices continue to rise faster than income, so many potential first-time buyers are struggling to save for a down payment. There's also issues with low inventory and stricter post-recession mortgage requirements. Millennials continue to have the lowest ownership rate of their age group in history, but an increase in renters suggests more 18 to 34-year-olds are moving out of their parents' homes and entering the rental market. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Garage doors, they open and close a few times every day for most people. With the police department, you've got all those vehicles, and it's many more times that they're opening and closing, 24/7, 365. Mount Pleasant's Finance Legal Licensing Committee is recommending almost $63,000 be spent on the replacement of two metal roll-up doors for the police department. It was talked about during a meeting this week. This is Village President Jerry Garski.
I'm going to say instead of 2 or 3 years on a door, realistically, we'd be looking at 7 to 10 before we'll be back here again.
Meanwhile, he said that the original doors to the PD side of the newly constructed campus at the time were not recommended as a cost savings, and the current doors, well, they were a replacement after only about a year.
These are built stronger. Yeah, I do think it's quite a healthy jump from what it is, but I do know what it costs to put doors on a building. I think the village should really look at this.
Meanwhile, Police Chief Tim Zarzecki said having doors that quickly open and close, that also plays into a much more secure facility, not to mention you get squads out faster on emergency calls. The company that quoted almost $63,000 for the two steel roll-up doors, also offering 5 years of free maintenance. A lower quote of $27,000 includes 2 years of maintenance. The Village Board will be voting on the door replacement and some other pressing issues this afternoon during a specially called meeting. Oh, and last year, Mount Pleasant Day, they held that. It was well-attended. Community gathering on the Civic Campus. Government, business, residents all getting together. A relaxed atmosphere. Everybody had a good time. Had been plans for a repeat this year. One problem. Anna Marie Clausen, who was one of the leaders of the effort, was defeated in the spring election. As a result, Village President Garski says there will not be a Mount Pleasant Day this year, but with plans to bring it back in 2017. Racine police had a handful of people detained at one point last evening from what appears to have been some kind of a civil dispute involving a business around the 1500 block of Summit Avenue, and during which at least one shot was fired into the air. There was a 911 call about gunfire and a possible hostage situation, which led to a slew of officers being deployed to secure that particular area, trying to figure out in the process what was going on. Several observed in tactical gear, weapons to match. Eventually, two men and a woman came out of one building near the former Haven Manufacturing Complex, which had been a focal point for police. They were interviewed, as were two other men later on. That whole investigation is still continuing. In Kenosha, police are saying the death of a man whose body was found decomposing inside of a home in the 300 block of 59th Place has now been ruled a homicide, but the department has not released identification of the victim to this point. The body was in advanced stages of decomposition. That's made the process more difficult. A neighbor says that the man was her landlord and that police told her that man that she knew as Michael had been shot several times. Anybody who might have information is being asked to still contact Kenosha Police Detectives or the Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers Group. 25th consecutive year, various venues around eastern Racine County are going to be out and about next Tuesday night. It is National Night Out. Here's more from WRJN's Janet Hoff, who says a lot of planning's gone into this.
The event will kick off with a ceremony at First Evangelical Lutheran Church at 728 Villa Street at 4 p.m. State and local officials, along with representatives of public safety organizations and Neighborhood Watch, will announce the official start of the festivities before leaving for the various neighborhoods, community centers, and other venues hosting events. And SC Johnson has stepped up with a donation of 3,000 bottles of Off spritzers to help keep mosquitoes from ruining the fun. The Off donations will be available to all registered event planners when they pick up their goodie bags. National Night Out encourages neighbors to give neighborhood crime and drugs a going-away party by coming outside, celebrating neighborhood camaraderie, and taking a unified stand against crime. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The number of folks arrested at last week's Country Thunder Music Festival about on par with recent years, according to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. 25 adults and 4 juveniles got arrested on state charges, which included disorderly conduct, battery to a law enforcement officer, and resisting arrest. One adult arrested on a substantial battery charge. No state residents issued citations for underage drinking, but a dozen from other states were. All total, 255 county ordinance violations were issued. Overall, officials are saying that the event went pretty smoothly again this year. The Racine County Fair is underway at Old Settlers Park in Union Grove. It's a culmination of a lot of hard work by some young people displaying their animals and the many projects they've got going in the various buildings on the grounds. They are participants in the 4-H program. UW Extension leader Bev Baker talking to the county board this week about a communications project from last year that led to creation of the Racine County Fair app this year.
Last year, Britta Anderson, who also was a 4-H'er, she served as our summer 4-H intern and worked on a communications project with Tracy Struther, who is our 4-H youth development educator. And it was to help fairgoers understand more of what all goes on with these 4-H projects. Because you could walk through and you think, oh, that's no big deal, but there's a whole lot that goes on throughout the year.
Baker saying that the phase one effort of the 4-H'ers last year taken over by the other participants and the app was created. It provides all kinds of information that fairgoers can have to navigate Old Settlers Park these final days of the fair. It runs through Sunday night. Of course, the big name entertainment is tomorrow night. Ted Nugent coming back to play the grandstand. Study done for 24/7 Wall Street using data from the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps effort by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute says the greater Racine area holds its own when it comes to alcohol consumption nationwide. Racine ranking 15th overall, one of a dozen Wisconsin communities in the top 20 among 381 metropolitan areas in the country for this study, Appleton topping the state list. The report has 23.5% of adults in the Racine area reported drinking in excess, or to excess, that is, versus 18% around the country. The area's obesity rate listing at 31.8% compared to the U.S. average of 27%. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.